strong word did cleave the darkness. At thy speaking it was done. For created light we thank thee, while thine ordered seasons run. Hallelujah.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You must be born again. This phrase, born again, is probably a familiar phrase to each and every one of you. Maybe some of you can recall these words, you must be born again, rolling off of the tongue of the famous evangelist of the 1900s, Billy Graham. However, what does it specifically mean, and more importantly, how is one to be born again? How does this happen, and what are the implications of being born again? The phrase born again is surprisingly only appears in our Bible some four times, and the most familiar point is in this gospel reading from today, where Jesus says the words, "I tell you the truth, that no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is indeed born again." But what does this mean, to be born again? Take comfort, my friends, for this phrase also puzzled Nicodemus, the man who Jesus is talking to in our gospel reading from today. In their conversation, as we heard here this morning, Jesus clearly tells Nicodemus to be born again. This is very bluntly, in fact. He does not direct Nicodemus to his Phariseeism, for indeed, Nicodemus was a practicing Pharisee of the first century. You see, we need to keep in mind that the essence of first century Phariseeism is that it pointed individuals to themselves. It was a religious system that was very prevalent in the first century. Thus, when Jesus said that one needs to be born again, he doesn't instruct Nicodemus to accomplish this by implementing his beliefs and practices of Phariseeism. He doesn't point him to the fundamental core teachings of Phariseeism to accomplish this task of being born again. Jesus did not say to Nicodemus, "Nicodemus, you need to be born again. Simply find the strength to enact this change in of yourself." Furthermore, Jesus does not call Nicodemus to go to the deep caverns of his heart and conjure up spiritual energy to mystically accomplish this spiritual task of being born again. In other words, my friends, you cannot be born again by looking to self or looking within. That applied to Nicodemus, and that applies to you and I as well, right here and right now. But maybe this is some sort of physical change, we might think. To be born again, it might be some sort of physical happening. This is the reaction that Nicodemus had. He said, "How can a man be born when he is old? Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb." He's trying to figure out how he can bring about this new birth through physical actions and physical workings, as if it is something that was within his grasp, something that he could accomplish, something that he could certainly do. Now, for those of you women who have had children, I would like to ask you a question for your assessment. We don't need to do a poll here. Your facial reactions and your smiles and your chuckles will do just fine. Imagine that after giving birth to your child, that the doctor said to you, "Excellent. It's a fine-looking young lad here, a little boy or little girl. What a healthy baby. Now what we need to do is we need to put the child back into the womb so that it can be born again." What would be the probability of this happening? Clearly, you would have serious problems with the doctor. Whether you verbalize what you were thinking would be another subject to contend with. Maybe you would say to the doctor, "Doctor, that's insane." You wanting to grab a hold of his neck and shake him, saying, "That is insane. Do you know how tough it was to get that child out?" In all seriousness, though, to be born again is not something that we physically do or something that we can do. Thus, Nicodemus didn't understand how it was possible for a person to accomplish this work of being born again when a person is completely helpless to bring it about. In other words, to be born again is impossible for us to do in our own strength. You cannot, in your own strength and abilities, bring about this status of being born again. Just as it is impossible for us to take credit for our own birth, and just as it is impossible for us to enter our mother's womb to be born again a second time, so it is impossible for you and I to be eternally born again. As human beings, we can't accomplish this eternal feat by our own human strength and our own doings. My friends, to be born again does not mean that we should look to self or look within. To be born again does not mean that you need to jump back into your mother's womb. To be born again is not something that you initiate or is something that you do in of your own self. Rather, to be born again involves, frankly, death. To be born again involves death and it involves life. A rebirth, we would say. It is like this. We don't need a redo on our lives. Rather, my friends, we need a new life. Our lives that are continually mucked in sin do not need to be continually reformed, but continually brought to death in a continual rebirth. It isn't as if God needs to reform and adjust our sinful nature. No, my friends, it's much more radical than that. The sinful old Adam is the problem, and he needs to be put to death. And we need a completely new and out-of-this-world rebirth. Indeed, to be born again, my friends, is for you and for me to die, and to die is also to be resurrected. This death and new birth is something that is done to you, not something that you do. Which brings about the question, and what has been done to us? If it isn't something that I do and on my own strength, if it isn't something that you do in your own strength and abilities, and if it is indeed something that happens to you, what has been done to you and me to bring about this idea of being born again? My friends, you were washed. You were baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. God's word connected to the water is powerful. It is powerful indeed, and you were washed in the waters of your baptism. At your baptism, the old sinful nature was violently drowned. At your baptism, the old sinful nature, which is malicious, greedy, lethargic, proud, jealous, full of lust, narcissistic, and pathetic, was slain. Yes, your baptism, my friends, though we sometimes see it as a precious event for a child, the reality is your baptism has teeth. It is potent. From this violent drowning massacre, your old sinful nature was killed, death happened, yet what emerges is life. Surely in the waters of your baptism, you die, but you are also resurrected. The resurrection of the new man happens because baptism actually works forgiveness of sins and gives eternal salvation accomplished by Jesus Christ for you. Thus, each and every day of your life as a Christian is really nothing more or nothing else than a daily baptism begun once and continuing ever after. Yes, each and every day there is a purging of whatever pertains to this old sinful Adam, this sinful nature, so whatever belongs to the new creature may come forth. To be born again, then, means that in the waters of your baptism, you were taken from death to life because of Jesus. This new birth doesn't come by man-made religion. This new birth doesn't come about by our flesh. This new birth does not come about by our works. This new birth does not come about by us fulfilling lists. This new birth of being born again comes to you and me by being washed by our Lord. Now get this. The implications of this are amazing. Being born again means that you don't belong to yourself and your life is no longer your own. You are not defined by your first birth. Because of your second birth, you have everything that you need in Christ, and you can rest with confidence that you are secure for eternity in this new birth in Christ. Therefore, you do not have to be concerned about building a name for yourself, for you already have the name of the triune God marked and sealed upon you. You do not have to worry about your spiritual temperature and your spiritual empires, for you have every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm in Christ Jesus gifted to you. Indeed, being born again means that you are freed from looking inward and freed from the constant burden of trying to acquire righteousness. In your new birth, you have a righteousness, the righteousness of Jesus Christ, in which you wear like a robe. This means that you are freed to be concerned with the well-being of every neighbor that you meet. Otherwise stated, it is a waste of time and energy when we are shaped by our first birth rather than our second birth. This new life that we have, to which we have been born again in Christ, is not normal or natural and will not feel normal or natural to us. Normal and natural to us is our sinful flesh, which remains the enemy of God and will be a pain in the neck until the end of our lives. Nevertheless, we are called by God and by the new birth in Christ into the life of being God's children and His servants. This means that we are completely forgiven. We are completely righteous for Christ's sake. We're completely free of all. Slave to none, yet servants to all. My friends, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. This new life is lived in hope, the Christian hope, which is the confidence that what we cannot see but God has promised is true. And so, we are confident in ourselves that we have been forgiveness, and we have forgiveness and life and salvation, and so we rejoice and give thanks, and we live out this new life, not according to how things feel or how things may appear to us, but according to the reality of God's blessings, His forgiveness and protection of which He speaks to us in His Word, and He has given us in the waters of our baptism. My friends, you have been born again. You've been washed. You've been clothed. You've been forgiven in Christ. It is something that He has done to you and He continues to do to you each and every day. As the old Adam is put to death and you are raised anew daily in Jesus Christ. The peace of God, my friends, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Night and deep as death broke the light.